This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, hour two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Our next guest, Dr. Marion Mass, joining us now. Dr. Mass, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How about yourself?
We're doing great. I appreciate you joining us. And big topic you and I are going to cover, which is the cost of healthcare, because it's not going down.
No, it's going up. You're paying more and you're getting less.
Thank you.
It's hard to get in to see a doctor, right?
Yeah, no. And we've got a sponsor of ours here, Dr. Scott, who does a concierge type service because of what you're talking about. Yes, you pay him a little bit more money, but in the end, you get a lot better care than you're getting from your health insurance provider.
Well, actually, your health insurance provider can't provide care, but you knew that,
thank you.
Right?
Yes, you're exactly right. Absolutely. it's why we're getting more concierge-type services starting up, because of what you just said. Absolutely.
Yes. No, health insurance carriers can seem to only obstruct and deny health care. And so, people are right when they say, oh, there's a problem with the insurance companies, but half of the country seems, or at least a portion of it seems to say, let's just go to Medicare for all. Well, they're right to get rid of the insurance company, or at least rid of the insurance company role. But another way that you can do it is just stop paying them. You want to pay less for health care? Just pay less for health care. Pay it direct.
Yeah. Well, and that's to your point. I even made a big change knowing that we have a provider here now that I've got to be good friends with. I've changed my entire policy around, have gone to an HSA-style policy where I can control a lot more of my own health care versus the way it's been done in the past. And in the end, I'll have better care for less money when it's all said and done.
Beautiful.
So it's doable. I guess that's really the, you know, to the point, it is doable, but, and I'm not you, so I don't have all of these answers, but what I do know on my own is just take charge of your own health care. Don't let the insurance companies do it. And it's very doable, Dr. Mass. I mean, this isn't rocket science.
It's not, but you know what? It's kind of almost our whole nation has gotten to into the mindset that someone else pays for the health care, so I don't have to worry about what I'm paying.
Can't argue that.
You know, I'm not looking to get rid of Medicare, but I feel as though that was one of the big inflection points where we started in that direction of moving to where people thought, well, it's taken care of. It's paid for. I have Medicare. I don't have to worry about what it costs.
Hmm.
And when we started doing that and we stopped paying attention, and as I said, I'm not telling you to get rid of Medicare, but we should be paying attention to what we pay for Medicare as well, right?
Yeah,
I had
agree.
Written an article in the Daily Caller in January, and one of the points of the article was that these large hospital systems have been gobbling up small independent physician practices because what gets done in those offices gets, once the hospital owns it, for certain Medicare procedures and office visits, they get to collect a lot more money.
Right. And as you know, I had a good doctor friend of mine that was telling me about these things that you're talking about now. That was happening 10 plus years ago. So what you're talking about, for everybody listening, it's not that this just happened, you know, a year or two ago, Dr. Mass, as you know, this has been going on for a decade or more.
Sure. And we wonder why we have Medicare insolvency. I mean, it's a couple billion dollars you
great
would
point.
Save if you did what we call, you know, site neutral. And site neutral just means that, you know, the doctor's office gets paid the same as the hospital does. But I guess what most Americans don't realize is large hospitals are an enormous lobby.
Yeah.
And they're a very hard lobby to break. And
very good
I'm
point.
Not saying Yep, we don't need. I'm not saying we don't need hospitals. We certainly do.
We do, absolutely. No, and I'm one where, yeah, it's not that we don't need hospitals. It's not that we don't need great physicians. It's not that we don't need insurance even. But it needs to be changed because the way we're doing it right now, it's not working. And to your point, as you opened up with, we're spending more and getting less.
Absolutely. And often we don't know where the money's going.
Very good point.
Back to those hospitals, there's very little, or there had been very little price transparency for how much a bill was going to cost at a hospital. Now, the hospitals argue, well, you know, we can't do anything about that because, you know, patients have emergencies and they're just going to go where they're going to go. But the hospitals know. I mean, they will accept cash prices.
Yes.
They will overcharge their full charge master prices, often to patients who are unsuspecting, and they'll accept different amounts from different insurance carriers.
Reality is, Dr. Mass, as you know, if any other industry did what they did, they would be sued. They would be called price gougers. They would have so much government intervention, they wouldn't exist. So why do we allow this in that world? Why is this allowed?
Well, no one enforces it. I mean, there's an executive order on the books that came down under President Trump and actually even got doubled down on by President Biden. You have two administrations that clearly don't seem to like each other. You know,
right.
But they both agreed that we needed hospital price transparency, but there's been very little enforcement of that. And there have been hospitals that have been coming through and giving more prices. But in following the executive order and following all of the prices they're supposed to put out there that are machine readable and in good form, I think there's like now they're up to about 30% of hospitals are fully complying. That's not very many. It's still pretty low.
Kind of goes along with this, but why do we live in a day and age now to where everybody feels like healthcare is a right, something they deserve and not something they actually have to go out, be smart with and pay for on their own?
Oh, I think some of that are like the words that we use about it. I don't like to call healthcare either a right or a privilege. I like to call healthcare a need. And then each of us are going to, you know, have our own personal definitions of what is your particular need. Well, you know, if you have breast cancer, you really need care.
Right.
If your child has a fee, like, and you need it then. You need it in a timely manner, right? If your child, and I'm a pediatrician, you know, if your child has a fever and it's 102, do you need medical care at that very moment, that very inflection point? Maybe yes, maybe no, you know, depending upon what other symptoms are. But I mean, I do think that we have to start defining healthcare as a need, and not that we call it a need in the way of rationing it, but when people understand that you can't, if you make it a right and you call it a right, then what you're doing is you're maybe taking someone else's rights away to provide it.
Good point.
If you call it a privilege, now you're turning it into something that not everyone can have. And I like to take the ground of that. I'm not going to call it a middle ground. I don't necessarily like those words, middle ground, but I'm going to call it the pragmatic ground of good health care is it's a need. But all of us also have our own responsibilities in making sure that, you know, we've done what we can for our health as well.
I like your approach, by the way. I think you and I are very, very much in agreement on that one. It is a responsibility. We need to make sure we're handling that correctly. There's things that we could do on our own, and it was part of what happened even during COVID. You know, we could have been even taught by government how to take care of ourselves better rather than relying on government to take care of us. How do we do this better on our own? There was a huge, in my opinion, opportunity that our own government missed in all of that. Of course, that's a whole nother conversation we could spend literally the rest of the show talking about. But regardless, we've got into this mindset that somebody else has to take care of us rather than us doing it on our own.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you bring up a good point with COVID. You know, look, we know what the risk factors overall for COVID were.
Yep.
Like the top two were your age, and you can't do anything about that.
Nope.
You can't help that.
Nope, you cannot.
And your general good health. And, you know, like I always do try to, you know, convince my patients. It's sort of almost like a position that most doctors don't take. I'm not a medication doctor. I don't take anything myself other than, you know, fish oil.
Yep.
And my children don't either. But I think that we need to start really talking about primary prevention at young ages.
Agree.
And we missed that opportunity
in
COVID because all anyone wanted to talk about were the the pharmaceutical things that you could do to make COVID better.
That's right.
We miss the primary prevention.
No, you, as you can tell, you're very much among friends here. I agree with you 1,000% in everything you just said. We have to do a better job. Government could have literally, so many PSAs, and we were doing them here on our program, by the way, trying to help people have the prevention necessary to make sure that if they did get COVID, which a lot of people did, that they would come through that with flying colors. There was lots of things you could do, as you know, as a doctor on the front side. We missed a grand opportunity as a society to push some of those things through and have a much healthier society today than what we have. Instead, we took, to your point, the pharmaceutical route, which I am one that says, they're needed. I am not anybody that out there, Dr. Massey would say, we don't need pharmaceuticals. We do. There's been a lot of great things that have come from those drug companies over the years. And there's a lot of people today that have a much better life and lifestyle because of it. But on the same token, does it get used as a crutch far too often? And is there better ways to handle things as a society? Absolutely. And we missed an opportunity there.
100%.
Okay, so how do we fix all of this? You and I have talked about the problem. We know it's there. I know Medicare is a big problem. Medicaid's a big problem. Social Security's a big problem. They've all got huge unfunded liabilities that are going to come to roost at some point in time in the near future. It's not as far out as people think. How do we fix this?
I'm going to give you three simple, big, broadband things to do. Open the books, cut the glut, and make everyone play by the same rules.
Yep.
And what I mean by that is most of us don't even know where our money is going. Have you heard in the last few weeks how a company called Optum owns a company called Change Healthcare, and Change Healthcare was completely hacked by the Chinese government?
I did not hear that. You are, in fact, I'm right. What was that again? I'm going to write this down so I can go study it.
Yes. So go look up Change Healthcare.
And okay.
Change Healthcare was purchased several years ago by a company called Optum, which is a subsidiary of United Healthcare, one of the insurers.
Oh, that's okay.
And
got that. Yep.
Change Healthcare is the clearinghouse by which you send your codings in if you're a hospital or a physician, and it's one of our ways that they have all of the data so that hospitals, doctors' offices can get paid by insurers. Well, they all got hacked, and there's
reading it now.
Ooh-ha-ha,
I just pulled it up.
Yep, absolutely. Now, one wonders, first of all, we have to do the immediate need thing, and how do we get ourselves out of this? And now there's all kinds of talk happening that hospitals are going to get the money that they need. Physicians' practices, maybe not so much. Hmm. So we're making a special rule for one and not for other. And the other thing that I'll mention is that Optum themselves, they're happy to float a loan because they own a bank, too. When I say open the books, it means open the books and not just look at where the money is flowing, but let's look at the integration that's happened, the consolidation that's happened both horizontally, insurance companies buying up other insurance companies, but also vertically.
Agree.
So United Healthcare buys Optum. Optum owns a pharmacy benefit manager, those drug middlemen that I love to write about. They own a bank. They own Change Healthcare. It's like they own every portion of the healthcare. Setting. And then you can look across the ocean of healthcare at CVS Health, right?
Uh-huh.
The CVS, they bought Aetna a couple years ago, $62 billion lying around in the bank because CVS makes tons of their money off of their pharmaceutical middlemen.
Mm-hmm.
They own the pharmacies, they own the big insurance companies, one of the big consolidated insurance companies. They own all of these components, and then they can use them in tandem to figure out how to mint even more money. There's so many conflicts of interest there.
I agree.
They have the little minute clinics in their CVSs, and you pop into a minute clinic, and maybe they're going to be incentivized to make you buy drug X or to prescribe drug X, but then they make money off of that drug from their pharmacy benefit company and their pharmacy.
Yep.
And they're only too happy to try to put the independent physicians, independent pharmacies out of business.
That's right.
Absolutely. And you're not keeping your money in your community. So we need to start opening the books in terms of the consolidation and where the money is flowing. Mm-hmm. Cut the glut. There are so many things. You've mentioned several friends who are physicians. You ask them, how much patient care do they do as a percentage in the course of their week? I mean, the numbers are clear.
Yes,
they are. Spend 2/3 of their time doing administrative,
the bureaucracy of it,
through the hoop.
That's right.
Cut, cut the glut of all that bureaucracy and then go back and make everybody play by the same rules. I mean, I've mentioned several different kinds of industries here, the pharmaceutical middlemen that make more off of drugs than even the pharmaceutical companies themselves. Mm-hmm. Those guys have the right to receive kickbacks. They're the ones that make up the list of drugs that gets covered.
That's
Did you know that they could receive kickbacks?
Oh, yes. That's one of those things. Again, you're in familiar territory here. We talk about these things constantly. Absolutely.
Open the books, cut the glut, make everybody play by the same rules. Those are the things that need to happen.
Yep.
But, you know, I guess the big overarching, America needs to understand that if they don't fix this problem, this is 20% of the economy, and it's 20% of the economy that goes towards a need, right?
That's right. That's right.
And if we don't fix it, you're not going to have good health for the future. And especially, I feel, you know, very strongly about this, our middle-income earners and our low-wage earners are just going to have more of their wages floating into the pockets of the companies that they can't see because there's these special rules, and there's cottage industries based on all the glut of the administrative burden that has to be done, and the cost just goes up. But that cost is a percentage of one's wages, and if we don't get a handle on this, our children, our grandchildren, they will not be able to save for the future.
Yep.
We need to do something.
Agreed.
And people need to pay attention. Where's the money going?
Dr. Marion Mass, and again, you will be back. You speak very much our language. You're in great company. We talk about these things constantly. I do an entire hour on Thursdays. Well, I do an entire hour on Wednesdays, very first hour called Health and Wellness. We do all sorts of things along these lines. I do another full hour on Thursdays where I've got a special doctor we've been having on all the way through COVID, talking about prevention, the vaccines, all the different things that are going on. Again, you're in great company. We will have you back in the future. That I can guarantee you. How do people find you?
Yeah, absolutely. They can look for me. I go by my name. I don't do any monikers or anything clever like that. I go by my name on both LinkedIn and on Twitter, and I take messages, and it's Marion and then Mass.
Awesome.
On Twitter, I believe it's @Mass_Marion.
Okay. We will have you back. I'll put these links up as well for those of you listening so you can see her and find her directly and even have conversation that way. Dr. Marion Mass, thank you again so much. We will have you back. This has been great. First time I've had you on, but you will be a regular. I appreciate you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. She very much speaks our language, and I always enjoy meeting new doctors, not only from Dr. Kelly Victory and Dr. Scott Faulkner, but now we've got Dr. Marion as well, and we'll keep having her back. That was a great conversation that we had, and we'll keep having her back. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next, by the way, and when it comes to your plumbing, what I will tell you is, number one, you need somebody that's on your side, much like we just talked to that great doctor, Dr. Mass, a moment ago, but you need somebody on your side when it comes to your plumbing. Right now, there's $100 off from Hi-Fi Plumbing. If you call them, they'll give you that $100 off. Now, the other thing I should mention, and I do this quite a bit, but probably not enough. They'll handle commercial or residential. So no matter what you have going on when it comes to your plumbing need, you can call them because they'll take care of either side. Now, when it comes to commercial, are they going to do a big, huge build out and so on? Probably not. But can they take care of your commercial building, the maintenance of, even the repairs of? Absolutely, they can do all of that, and it's easy. 877-WE-HIGH-5, 877-WE-HIGH-5, that's Hi-Fi Plumbing. And please let them know you heard them on Rush to Reason. Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. Now, when it comes to mortgages, which, by the way, can tie into things when it comes to even plumbing and things like that, remodeling, etc., give Kurt a call. He'll help you when it comes to your mortgage needs, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, speaking of remodels, which again, Kirk can help you with on the financing side, Premier can help you with the actual remodel. Call them today, find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning your summer kitchen renovation now with Premier Home Remodels. They will bring ideas and concepts to your doorstep instead of you having to do the research on your own. They will closely review your individual needs to customize the space for what your family needs now and into the future. Premier Home Remodels will design your remodel exactly the way you want while tying in the necessary detail and adjustments you might not even think about. Their high level of standard is ingrained within their company to ensure that every detail is planned at the front end to determine the scope on the back end. They give you the Premier process with Premier quality without the Premier price point. Premier stands by having a third of the price tag as other competing remodeling companies. Details drive success. So, work with the high quality, fair pricing, design build team at Premier Home Remodels.
Alan Davis, solar, is it right for you? Find out today. Level Engineering, find him at klzradio.com.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows that the power company is not your friend, that they don't have your best interests at heart. Aside from getting your power back on during an outage, they do three ugly things. First, they install a smart meter on your home to charge you surge fees up to 300% during peak times. Next, they use some of your money to lobby public utility commissions to increase your bill. The power company tries to squeeze money out of you everywhere they can. But Alan Davis has the answer for you. Solar power will allow you to produce your own energy and get the power company out of your wallet. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering to rid you and your family of the greedy power company and take a major step towards energy independence. You just need to reach out to Alan by going to klzradio.com/solar for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for tuning in, by the way. I appreciate it very much. And yes, we will definitely have Dr. Marion Mass back on. She was great and has a lot of great ideas on how to handle things. All right, State of the Union. And I'm not going to be able to get to this entire segment because we're a little bit behind after talking to her as long as we did. But it is tonight. I didn't look up timing, but I'm guessing. I guess I should, Charlie, look up whether that's at 7 or 6 tonight. Typically, it starts around 7 o'clock, but I will double-check that to make sure. Not that you're going to miss anything. Yeah, it's my homework. I'll have to watch some of it or at least recap it, and I'll probably try to watch it as much live as I can, although I'm not looking forward to it. And for those of you on the left, why am I not looking forward to it? Because it'll just be a bunch of lies. I'm sorry, it will. They're going to lie right through their teeth. How great the economy is. How great this is. How great that is. There's no problem with immigration. We got no problem with the economy. Blah, 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 blah. It'll just make me want to throw up. But I'll watch it just because I kind of have to. And how do I know this? Well, because the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said that Biden will outline an agenda that is about continuing to build on the progress we've made over the past 3 years. What progress would that be? There hasn't been any. Inflation shot up to an all-time high. It is roughly now, if you stack it on top of one another, about 18 to 20%. I'll talk to Scott Garlis at 5:30 about where we are now. But the reality is interest rates are at not an all-time high, but in most of you's lifetime, outside of me that is old, but anybody that's younger than I, an all-time high. Because most people don't remember the 80s, or sorry, the 70s and the inflation we had in the 70s, not the 80s, but the 70s. Most people don't remember that. You got to be an old guy like me to remember that. So for the majority of, you know, people that are, what should I say, Charlie, probably 50 or under, this inflation that we've had and the rates we have now is an all-time high for those individuals. So I'll put a caveat around that. For people that are old like Charlie and I, yes, as a kid, I can remember interest rates that were in their, what, Charlie, 20%. I mean, I remember car loans that were in the low 20s. Okay. Now, I was not very old when that was happening, but I can remember that. And my first house I bought was 9.75% interest. But regardless, I'm digressing. Reality is he's going to outline an agenda that's about continuing to build on the progress we've made over the past 3 years. And I come back and say, what progress? there isn't any. The president, this is still a quote from our press secretary, that's another one where, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to belittle anybody, but I can't stand watching or listening to her. She drives me utterly crazy. I would like to just take that smirk and wipe it off her face. She's got this holier-than-thou, my crap doesn't stink attitude. And why are you asking me that question, dummy? Yeah, I'm paraphrasing, but that's literally in her mind what she wants to say. You can see it in her face. She looks at those reporters like, what dumb question are you going to ask now? Especially Peter Ducey. Peter, what dumb question are you going to ask now that I have to answer? That's literally how she looks at him. She just has utter disdain for that guy. And I have the same utter disdain for her, by the way. She absolutely rubs me the wrong way. Can't stand that woman. I've never met her in person. I hope I never do, because I'm probably give her a piece of my mind. She is a real piece of work, is all I'm going to say. Anyways, she continues. The president has always had an optimist, or has always been an optimistic person. Well, it's when he can remember he's one. And as you all know, and even in the face of challenges that we have in front of us, he'll share why he is hopeful about the country's future. Well, yeah, it's a State of the Union. What's he going to get up there and say? Really, what's going on? Of course not. Now, when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about how there are folks out there knowing that this is going to be his test as to how well he moves forward in the election process. Okay, so I'll talk about that here in a moment when I come back. Up next, KNR Home Transitions. Now, I know I say it a lot, but I mean it. Take the fear, the stress, the worry, the discomfort out of selling or buying a home and get Catherine and Robin both. They are a team. That's why it's K&R, Catherine and Robin. And the home transition means anytime you move, you're transitioning. You could be going up in a house, down in a house, sideways on a house. You could be going to, you know, maybe you've got somebody that's going to go to assisted living and they need to sell their current home. Maybe you're the family member handling all of that. Maybe you don't know where to turn or who to call or what kind of a realtor you even need with all of this. And by the way, everything I just mentioned, you need a really special realtor to handle all of that, because that's not what a typical realtor does. And I'm going to be as kind as I can. Most realtors are dumb as rocks. I'm sorry. Most are. I don't know how else to say that, but they are. Most realtors got a realtor license because they didn't know what else to do and they thought that'd be an easy job. I'm sorry, folks. And this is not a reflection on Catherine and Robin, because they would never say that about their own industry, but I will. There's very, very few good realtors out there, in my opinion. Most are not. Again, most got a license because it was easy and they could pass the test, but they know nothing about what really it takes to sell a home. Catherine and Robin are the opposite of that, by the way. They know exactly what it takes to sell a home. They know how to take the stress out of it. They know how to walk you through everything. They know what the home should look like before it sells. They know how to get a good deal of the home you're buying, and they'll handle all of that for you. That's what they do. 720-437-8210. Find them at klzradio.com. And then, of course, on top of that, this fits into, of course, your overall financial situation you're in and how you plan for retirement. That's where Al Smith comes into play. Seminar coming up this Saturday, the 9th, 9:30 to 11 at Colorado Christian University. You can still register for that now. Go to klzradio.com and find Al there.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you respond to rising inflation, so your retirement plans aren't deflated. You're watching the cost of goods rise steadily and worried that your retirement won't be enough. Al Smith will be your strategic guide, helping you analyze past performance and interpret the market for your risk tolerance and expenses to foresee any potential areas to improve. And Al isn't all charts and graphs. He's a holistic planner, and he'll get to know you first to find out what your goals and unique circumstances are. After he understands what you want your retirement to look like, Al Smith will run a stress test on your portfolio against historic markets and strategically interpret how it'll react in given scenarios. Get started with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial and be certain your nest egg will grow and maintain your purchasing power in a down economy. Contact Al at Golden Eagle Financial for a free consultation today at klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Genesis 1-3 Electric Safety and Savings Plan keeps your home protected and saves you money. Not too long ago, if you had an electrical need, you had a guy for that. Genesis 1-3 Electric is your guy for all things electric. And their Safety and Savings Plan membership has the benefits every homeowner needs. You'll get a yearly inspection with a 40-point checklist that covers all preventative maintenance. The plan covers fixtures, outlets, circuits, and more, making certain that if something happens, your electrical system is back at full strength in the fastest time possible. And you get priority service in emergencies. In addition, Genesis Electric will double the manufacturer's warranty and provide a 2-year labor guarantee, which is not something you'll find anywhere else. As a plan member, you get 15% off all products and services, so the plan pays for itself on the first visit. Learn more about the Safety and Savings Plan today or schedule your electrical service by going to klzradio.com/light.
Hello, Christians. Summer is coming, and summer is a great time to reach out to your neighborhood for Jesus, whether through your church or just around your house. Hi, my name is Tom Lozano, and I'm the director of a children's ministry designed to bring God's truth to kids with fun and laughter. For 30 years, I've been entertaining kids and sharing the gospel with puppets and object lessons designed to build faith in a biblical worldview. How can you help? Help us reach the next generation. You may want to be part of our team. We're looking for Christians who have a desire to reach kids for Jesus. We have needs for upfront presenters, as well as boots-on-the-ground workers and prayer warriors. And don't forget the marketers and admin people. Go to our link on klzradio.com/children to learn more.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, and thank you. We have really, really great listeners, and some of you did my work for me, so I didn't have to check during the break. And you know who you are. 7 o'clock Mountain Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time for the start of the State of the Union tonight. And most of you are saying, yeah, John, you take one for the team because we're not watching. I will. Whether I watch all of it in its entirety or I go back and, you know, watch what will be recorded, either way, I will watch it for you and have some comments back on Monday for it. Doubt I'll have much time tomorrow with Andy during movies and all that to say much about it. And again, frankly, folks, I don't think any of you are going to miss anything by not seeing it. And I also will say thank you, by the way, for several of you agreeing with me on what I said about realtors, not to dovetail back into K&R, but I will for a moment. Most of you agreeing with me on realtors that, you know, by and large, most of them aren't very good. And I will add a little tidbit to K&R a moment ago. They are. I know those ladies very well. I've not only interviewed them before they ever came on board with us, but I've interviewed them enough and have sat it with them even outside of what we've done on air to know that they understand fully how that whole world works and feels the same way about things in their own industry as I. And Charlie was mentioning even during the break that, you know, a lot of realtors, and bless their hearts, they might sell 2-3 homes a year. Yes, they understand the contractual end of things. They can pass the test. They know exactly what needs to happen in the timeline and so on and so forth. But outside of that, they're probably not doing much of anything else. And that's okay. I mean, you know, they've got their part. That's fine. And if you feel comfortable using somebody along those lines, then, you know, more power to you. I want somebody that's going to be on my side, be aggressive, help market my home correctly, make sure it looks correctly, get me top dollar, all of that. And yes, that's where K&R comes into play. So thank you, by the way, for all the text messages along those lines. Sometimes I feel like I'm probably going to say something that'll offend somebody. I usually say it anyways, because you know me, I'm not really one to beat around the bush much. But that industry, and there's changes coming. That's probably a half hour, couple segment thing that maybe I'll get K&R on to talk about down the road. But as you know, there's some changes that will be coming in the whole realty end of things. And I say it right all the time, and I do it purposely, because most people say realtor, and it's wrong. It's realtor. Always capitalize, because it's who they are. It's their profession. It's a trademark as well. Thank you, Charlie. But it's realtor, not realtor. So those of you that say realtor, I'm sure you probably drive a lot of people that are in the industry crazy because it's Realtor, not Realtor. So just side note. And yes, there's good ones and bad ones, and we have some really good ones with us here with KNR. So, and I appreciate them very much. So if you're listening, Catherine and Robin, thank you very much. I do appreciate what you do for us. John and Cheyenne, you're next.
Hey, John. Do you remember Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Yeah, I never watched much of it.
But you remember the concept.
Yes.
The guys heckling a movie.
Yes.
Well, do you know the comedian Steven Crowder?
Oh, yes.
Him and two other comedians, Nick DiPaolo, and I can't remember the third one, do a Mystery Science Theater 3000 to all these political things.
Like, oh, now that would be worth watching.
Yeah. It's going to be broadcasted on Rumble tonight.
That would be actually that would be better than actually watching the State of the Union.
Right, and they added in a drinking game, so like if Biden's playing.
All right.
So if you got to watch it, and you're saying you have to kind of watch it for your job.
Yeah, I mean, I got to watch it at some point. Either if I watch it tonight, at some point through the weekend, I got to stop and watch it.
Yeah. So if there's nothing worth watching on, I'll watch it on Rumble just because you can't. It's going to be ridiculous. So you might as well have some laughs while you're watching ridiculousness. Because what's the over under on him blaming Trump for everything? 20, I think it is.
Trump over tyranny is a +800 on the odds. Now that's just Trump over tyranny. The exact words spoken, yeah, by the way, is a +800. So really quick, I'll run through a few of these while you're at it. Since you brought this up, I'll just run through it. It's in front of me. Israel is a -1500. Palestine is a -1000. In other words, he's going to say that. The border is, yeah, -200. Another one he'll definitely say. Build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. That's a -200. God is a -200. Dreamers, -150. Insulin, -150. Advanced liberty and justice. Now we're getting into the pluses. That's a +300. Attack on democracy, +300. Reach across party lines, +400. Threat to democracy. Oh. Now that one, I'm sure he's going to say. That's a +700.
Oh.
Trump over tyranny, +800. Kansas City Chiefs, +1,000. Let's do this, +1,500. Chinese proverb, +5,000. Too bad, Nikki, +5,000. And I offer my resignation, +8,000. Yeah, that one ain't happening.
No, that ain't happening. I want to know, the other thing is, how many times he goes into the Biden whisper.
Oh, that one should be on here. Good. What are your thoughts? How many times? 10?
No, I'm going to give him a 5.
Okay.
I'm going to say at least 5.
Okay.
So if it was in Vegas and the over-under was 5, I'd probably take the over. But, I don't gamble that much. I'm one of those guys, and you've been to Vegas, that'll throw $1 or $2 in the slot machine, the one outside the ladies' room while you're waiting on your wife.
Yes. I don't do that, but yes, I know what you're talking about, and I see people do that. But I'm not a gambler, John. I don't have anything against folks that do. I guess I just work so hard for it. And here's the other problem I have with gambling, and most people probably know this by now. And I've talked about this when it comes to our party.
Uh-huh.
I hate losing, John. So I'm the type that because I want to win so bad, I would dump everything into whatever I would be doing at that time because I hate losing.
Yeah. I don't gamble either. I never do, except for that, because they strategically place those slots.
Well, of course.
Knowing that we're all going to be standing there waiting for our wives to come out of the ladies'
room. Absolutely.
Because we should write a book, John. Things men do while waiting for their wives in the ladies' room.
Yep. Yep.
Because, that's always just, ridiculous. But going back to Biden, this should be interesting tonight. I didn't hear if you commented yesterday on Nikki suspending her campaign.
Yeah, I had a little comment on it. Yeah, I didn't say a whole lot because it's almost like, okay, that was to be expected.
If anything happens to cause Trump to drop out, Nikki and DeSantis will jump back in like wolves on a on a dead elk, like on an elk carcass, because they want to be president, both of them, but they realized they couldn't win this time around. DeSantis, in my opinion, was smarter than Nikki. He got out as soon as he saw it was time to go.
Right.
And
and here's what happened. We talked about this a little bit on the roundtable yesterday morning. It played last mm-hmm. night. But I personally, and the guys didn't ask me because I think they already knew what my answer was, Nikki hung on too long. I think people have more of a memory than what Bob Duco thinks, and she's done politically.
Right.
I'm sorry, John, but Nikki is done at this point. She won't be able to do anything in the future. She'll have no position in government whatsoever. I mean, she might be able to run for some state thing at some point down the road if she so desired, but nationally, she's done.
Oh, she'll go sit next to Liz on CNN.
Yeah, she should have bowed out weeks ago. Bad idea on her part.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I agree. After she lost her home state, that would have been the time. When she lost South Carolina, that would have been the proper time saying,
yep.
The people have spoken,
yep.
It's not my time.
My own state said so. I'm going to go ahead and bow out now. And by the way, she would have also been better off, and Trump would as well, but she would have been better off to even take mm-hmm. that first spot in reaching across the line over to Trump and said, while we had our differences, I'm a Republican through and yep. through. I'm a conservative through and through. I'm going to put my name behind Donald Trump. I know we've had our differences, but the reality is he's what our country needs right now. It's evident that I'm not because I'm not moving forward with my campaign.
Right.
I'm suspending it. So I'm going to go ahead and throw my hat in the ring for Donald Trump right now. That's if she was smart and if she wanted to do anything in the future politically, that's what she would have done. But unfortunately, she's not very smart, in my opinion, given the fact she didn't do that, and she ruined her own political career.
Oh, she did. She's, like I said, her and Liz Cheney are, hand in hand now, because she ruined her. But one of the things I keep seeing on a lot of social media sites, especially on X, is Tulsi for VP.
Yeah, and Andy and I have talked about that a little bit here, and While there's some caveats to that, would she do really well at reaching the middle and doing a lot of things to help Donald Trump, and would she help the ticket? Yeah, I would like to see either her or Vivek. I still like Vivek better because I think he's got things handled better, and I think he's, quote-unquote, a better conservative than she is, but could I handle her? Yes.
But here's my thing. She voted to impeach Trump when she was in Congress. How can Trump trust somebody that voted to impeach him?
Well, I think what you'd have to look at with her is how many changes she's made and what her party did against her and where she's at today versus where she was then. Mm-hmm. You'd have to explain that, though, John, and that is one of the problems. The biggest problem Tulsi has is she's never been an R. She's never had an R next to her name even to this day. That is a problem. You're correct.
Oh, yeah. So my opinion is Vivek or Kristi Noem. And I've always been a Kristi Noem fan.
Yeah, personally, and Andy is as well, I don't think she does much for Trump. But that's just my opinion. Because it's South Dakota and nobody cares. That's my own opinion.
Okay. Kind of like...
no offense, it'd be like somebody from Wyoming or Montana. I mean, no offense, the rest of the country doesn't care. That's my opinion.
Are they?
And I realize that you and Andy and others probably would disagree with me on that. Andy for sure would disagree with me. But and what Andy would say is she could rise to the occasion and she would do fine. She speaks well, and all of that. And I'm not disagreeing with any of that. But I want somebody personally, John, that comes out of the chute fighting, and that's not her.
No, and here's the other thing. Could she stand the heat of what the media did to Sarah Palin in 08?
And could she handle the media heat on what she's got going on in her personal life? That's my problem with all of that. I would say no.
I haven't heard what she's got, if she's got personal problems, but...
Well, there's a story going around that she's had a long-term affair with somebody that she's close to that's not her husband, and trust me, they'll dig all that crap out. That's what they do. That's what
they'll
the opposition does.
They find everything.
Oh, yes, they do. And so, personally, that's why she's
problem.
Not my top choice.
Yep.
And for everybody listening, I like her. I'm not saying I don't like her, but she's not my VP choice.
No, mine either. I could vote for her. I'd be happy with her. I think I agree with you more than Andy in Vivek would be the best. But then, you have there's a lot of Vivek haters out there because of some of this.
There is. The only thing about that that would, and this would help Tulsi as well, as long as Donald Trump is there endorsing them, even the hardcore people that didn't like Vivek would now, because they like Trump so much that he's the Messiah and whatever he says goes.
Yeah, and he's not. But
no, but they think
Trump
he is.
Good. No, I know. And the problem that I have with, if Trump gets elected in November and gets, you know, and is the president, what happens in 28? Who's going to step in and be the one to go after him?
Well, and see, and that's why I feel strongly I want the right VP, because you do the right VP, you now have 12 years if you do it correctly.
Yeah, because, I mean, you just look at Reagan.
And I'm going to say this, and a lot of people that like Trump aren't going to like what I'm going to say right now, John, but that's my problem with Trump. He doesn't think far enough down the road. He thinks it's all about him. He doesn't care about who he has as VP, but I do.
Yeah, and so should most of the rest of the country. But the biggest, if he gets elected and everything goes and he takes office on the 20th of January, which, you know, now there's all this other conspiracy crap that could not, I don't see that not happening. The biggest appointment he needs to make is who's going to be the attorney general.
That too. Well, that one among others. There's probably, I don't know, half a dozen of those we could talk about. But, you know, yeah, definitely.
But
that, attorney general, FBI director, you know, head of this, head of that. Mm-hmm. We can go down the list.
Yeah, the secretaries are important, but right now with what's gone on over the last 4 years with weaponizing the Justice Department, no doubt. He needs to find an attorney general that's going to walk in there like Patton walked into that army when he took it over and just clean house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not that I want to lose a senator, but I'd throw Ted Cruz in there.
Here's the thing. If Ted wins re-election and he wants to be the attorney general, he would be great at it, and that would give Abbott the opportunity to appoint somebody for the next 2 years. So we would be okay on Texas, because Governor Abbott would appoint a good conservative
to
that spot.
Good point.
So losing Ted Cruz from the Senate, I don't think would hurt that much, except that I really love him when he's questioning some of these nominees and people. Because he attacks him like he's a prosecutor trying to put him in jail.
Yep. No, he stands his ground very well. John, with that, I got to run. I'm behind on breaks. Thank you, though. Eric, I'll do my best to get to you in a moment. Don't go anywhere. American National Insurance is next for your insurance needs. Paul Leuenberger, my insurance agent, would love to take care of you and help you with whatever you've got going on. 303-663-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Get that done today. Find Michael at klzradio.com.
Mobile estate planner Michael Bailey knows that it is critical to update your estate plan, especially after all of the reminders that the holidays bring. Take Tom, for example. His estate plan used to be simple. 50% of his wealth went to his son Alex, and the other 50% went to his wife. But then Alex came home for Christmas and told everyone that he's a communist. He even decorated the tree with hammer and sickle ornaments, and he gave everyone a copy of the Communist Manifesto. You love him, but you can't trust that if you die tomorrow, he won't give all your money and belongings away. You're certain that someday he'll grow out of it, but today is not that day. So reach out to Michael Bailey today at klzradio.com/estate to cut Alex off for a while. Maybe leave him a box of pencils, since he likes things that only work on paper. That address again is klzradio.com/estate.
Rizzon Auto Brokers, two locations to serve you. One in Fort Collins, one in Boulder. Find them both at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, AC or furnace, they've got you covered. Financing available as well. Find them at klzradio.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs from most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
Roof Savers of Colorado, Dave Hart wants to help you with your roofing needs, commercial or residential. Find him at rushtoreason.com or call 303-710-6916.
With hail season behind us now and snow season fast approaching, we here at Roof Savers Colorado want to help ensure that your roof can brave whatever elements this season ushers in. With over 20 plus years of roofing experience, we pride ourselves in helping homeowners evaluate the best option for their situation. If you're looking to get more life out of your current roof, we offer a 100% plant-based rejuvenation treatment that gives new roof performance without all the new roof costs. However, in the event a replacement is necessary, we will also work with any insurance company to get a damaged roof the replacement it needs. Do not let your home fall victim to the ever-changing Colorado climate. Be proactive and set up your free inspection to receive an honest evaluation of the condition of your roof. Call today at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916, or go to roofsaversco.com to keep your roof ready for wherever Colorado throws its way.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we're going to get Eric actually to call us back at about 5:15 because I've got a guest joining us at 5 o'clock in just a few minutes. Thomas Corbett Dillon will be joining us. He is a political commentator and former Boris Johnson advisor. If you don't know who Boris Johnson is, look him up really quick between now and then. But you'll know him when you look it up. He was over in the UK, and you will all know him very well, especially with the things he did during COVID. So all I can say is that. But we'll talk to Thomas in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Hour two or hour three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.
And